God is not mocked. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It's been said that Mussolini raised his hand towards heaven and said, God, if you're there, then strike me dead. Well, God did accommodate years later. But some might say, I just don't believe it. Well, then let's take a look at history and see if this law is true. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but he himself was drowned. Bajazet was carried about by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out, of which he himself died in great agony. Valiants caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and were burned alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage, where he himself was burned alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. Marie Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. Soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amidst crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. When Follen was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. What of Voltaire? At 17, he stood in a crowded auditorium and said of Christ's first disciples, "It took 12 ignorant fishermen to build Christianity, but I will show you how one Frenchman can destroy it." If we could destroy the Christian religion, we must first of all destroy man's belief in the Bible. Voltaire boasted that within 100 years of his death, the Bible would disappear from the face of the earth. Voltaire died in 1778, but the Bible lives on. The irony of history is that 50 years after his death, the Geneva Bible Society moved into his former house and used his printing presses to print thousands of Bibles. This is no time to make new enemies, when asked on his deathbed to forswear or renounce the works of darkness. His nurse said, "For all the money in Europe, I wouldn't want to see another unbeliever die." All night long, Voltaire cried out for forgiveness. Just think, Voltaire spent his whole life fighting against God and his word to only find out that God and his word were always true. What of John the Baptist? Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist, and Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. In the summer of AD 39, Herod's money and territory were turned over to Agrippa. While he and his wife were exiled, and Herod Antipas died miserably. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, was exiled to Gaul, and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. What of those responsible for rejecting the words of Christ? The Jews of the day, who heard and rejected Christ, were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father. In 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of Christ, to the number of 1,100,000, besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. What about the vain Senate of Rome? After being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him, being content to have their emperor reign over them.
Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Top left side of that page, if you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Okay, folks, so what we're seeing across the country right now is mask off completely. And it's one of the things that both myself and Tim, morning show host for Sons of Liberty, have been trying to warn the American people. And it's in short order, friends, to lay it out in short order, this is history repeating itself. And what I'm talking about is, you know how that you have today, it's being presented to you as this Q and nonsense, and we tried to show you the distinction between this and the Bolsheviks back in the 1920s. Well, I'll get to that in a moment. I'll give you more clarity on that in a moment. Well, you also know that when Marjorie Taylor Greene just happened to come out, she was ousted from the circle when she was just as guilty of doing everything else everybody else is doing. But now since she's being talked about, now she's calling them out for their compromises. Well, Marjorie had shared with the American people that Donald Trump's administration is laughing at the American people concerning Q nonsense. And it should come as no surprise because, again, it comes back to the fact that we were already warning you about Q nonsense. Because what it is in comparison and going back in time, namely to 1921 to 1926, they had something called Operation Trust. Okay? It was Operation Trust. Now listen carefully. This was a Bolshevik counterintelligence operation run from 1921 to 1926 aimed at doing what? Neutralizing opposition. But in other words, just putting them to sleep by creating the false impression that a powerful group of military leaders, the good guys, had organized to stop the communist takeover, okay? So you have Donald Trump, deceiving the people once again. That's all he's been doing since day one, playing the good guy. Nobody wants to read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, or 15. People are tired of listening to Matthew 7, 16 through 20, where Jesus said, judge men by their fruit. Well, regardless, guess what, friends? You're going to eat the fruit of that wicked tree soon enough, and you're already partaking with it because you refuse to hold him accountable to the laws that he has violated and transgressed, 1 John 3, 4. But I do want you to pay attention to the fact and the similarities between Operation Trust in 1921 to 1926 in comparison to what you see now with QAnonsense. And I think people have now come to the realization that they are being mocked by all of this because it's all a bunch of nonsense. And P.S., that's why I called it QAnonsense, because it's all nonsense. It's there to neuter. It's there to basically bring the people to a position of impotency. Just trust somebody else to take care of the problem. We got this. Go back to sleep. And people should know right then and there that, as the Bible tells us in Matthew 13, 25, that while men slept, Satan sowed tares. While in America, men sleep with their eyes wide open. Now, let me bring this over to who is behind the Bolsheviks, because, again, I want to make clear that you all understand. And this is another one of those things that we continuously try to warn the American people. Now they have, friends, a federal task force to combat anti-Semitism, and it's announcing a 15-city national awareness and action tour. Listen carefully as to where this is coming from. Donald Trump has made clear that this administration will not tolerate anti-Semitism. It's interesting people, folks. I should say it was interesting people that folks out there are uncovering this scenario, uncovering the mask that these people love to put on while they play the victim as they continuously attack. And that's why I've always put in parallel, friends, how the homosexuals, they attack, they play the victim. How the Muslims methodically and systematically play the same exact game as the sodomites. And what do? They attack and they play the victim. Well, guess who's behind all of this, friends? None other than the Zionists, those that call themselves Jews, even when they're not the Jews. Folks, this isn't picking on somebody. This is a group of people that continuously attack people on a worldwide basis, and then they play the victim. And somehow or another, the people don't want to see it for what it is. Don't you understand that these people have a superior attitude towards the rest of the people on this planet? And I want to make clear, this isn't about all Jews, because what I'm highlighting right now are the Zionists who claim to be clearly what they are not. And that goes back to Revelation 3:9. But I do want you to understand something, friends. They think they're better than the rest of the world. I want to play this audio video for you, and you'll see for yourself and you'll hear for yourself. And I'm going to go ahead and just break it down for you to understand that these are the ones that are, in fact, playing the victims. They are the ones playing the victims. Okay, this is Rabbi Yosef Makary. Okay, if I said it wrong, I'm sorry. Masraki, okay, let's say it that way. And he's here to tell you that 6 billion people don't have a right to live. Well, guess what? It wasn't this rabbi's objective to tell me if I have a right to live or not, because my rights didn't come from this devil. Okay? I continue on. He said, who makes God angry every second of their life? Speaking to everybody that's not a Zionist Jew, those that feed on the Talmud. He's talking about the Indians, the Chinese. He's going on. He's naming all these different countries, Tibet, Nepali, Thailand. He's talking about the West as well. In India, he's talking about there's 500 million people alone. In China, there's over 2 billion people, said this rabbi. He said so many, 2 billion Christians, which are idol worshipers. He's calling us idol worshipers, okay? Between Chinese, Indians, Hindus, and Buddhists,
Hindus, Buddhists, and Christians,
at least 6 billion people are idol worshipers that, according to the Torah, do not have a right to live. Now, keep in mind, this is the same spirit that said when Christ was being crucified, or before the crucifixion, they were the ones that were saying this same spirit, it's a spirit of Antichrist, those that feed on the book of Talmud, right? The Pharisees, the self-religious hypocrites, and that's exactly what they are. But they were the ones that said, let his blood be upon us and our children. These are the same people today, friends. Nothing's changed. I'm going to come right back to this because I need to see something that's pretty startling, to say the least. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War, he said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Do want to let you know I just got a phone call from BBS Radio, which is our flagship out of Texas. They have a power outage going on out there. Again, they have a power outage going on out there. So the phone lines are not available right now. Do forgive me. There's nothing they can do about it. It is what it is. It's one of those scenarios. So anyways, if it goes back up, they'll let me know right away. I have a screen in front of me that will tell me that they're back up. If that's the case, I'll let you know right off the bat. I'm highlighting right now, friends, those that mean to rule over you. And it's not just me. It's rule over the world. And these people love to play the victim. And I'm talking about the modern day Zionist Jews, which in fact, many of them are not Jews at all. And what's interesting is we just see, again, and it shows you who he's working for, Donald Trump has made clear that this administration will not tolerate anti-Semitism, and the Department of Justice is committed to implementing that directive. Isn't that interesting, friends, this selective defense going on here? A people that continuously attack people on a worldwide basis, saying that the rest of the world is the problem, they don't have a right to live. attacking innocent nations, driving out the Palestinians from their own country, claiming it's theirs, while most people don't pay attention, waving a flag with Remphan on it, which is in similarity, friends, scripturally speaking, a Molech. And if you see what's going on, Acts 7:43, it's exactly who these people are and what it is that they're responsible for, but yet they're playing the victims. People, don't you understand? Nothing has changed. It's the same world that Christ was in incarnate, and here we are today. And now we have a group of people that want to play the victims while they continuously attack anybody and everybody that gets in their way. And I just played a video for you during the end of the last segment here where Rabbi Yosef Mizrahi, I hope I'm saying that right, is saying that 600 people or 6 billion people, forgive me, don't have a right to live. These are the people that Donald Trump means to protect. And he starts to name all of these countries. How is it that they get a selective pass to go ahead and do whatever they want to do? And if you dare speak out against them as if to suggest that we're attacking the ethnicity of all of the people that are Jewish, which in fact are not. I mean, when an American is under attack, do we go out there and do we fleece the world and say, if you dare speak out against any American, if he's guilty of a crime or not, do we say that we are not going to tolerate it whatsoever? No, that's not the message. And that's not the history of the American people, nor of the Chinese people, nor of the Jewish people, nor of those that are Japanese, nor of those that are from India. But somehow or another, they take the whole group, put them together, and say, you better not speak out against them, really is what it comes down to, them and their crimes, because if you do, that's anti-Semitic, and we're going to deal with you, says Donald Trump. You guys all see what's going on, going to the next point. Thomas Massey was allegedly ousted yesterday. Everybody sees it for what it is. Given way to this individual, Ed Dalrain, who's actually, in fact, sold out to AIPAC, like 93% of the rest of that you tolerate in the halls of government in your country today, friends. You're being controlled by foreign powers. That's why they're operating in a way that is in contrast and antithetical and even going so far as to assail your laws, America. Case in point, I'll get back to that in a moment. This guy that claims to be a Jew, isn't it interesting that common law is premised on the Torah? But yet he wants to look at the American people and say that we don't have a right to live? Wait a second. He must be feeding on something different than we are. Oh, yes, indeed. The Talmud. He's feeding the Kabbalah. Folks, he's feeding on everything that is anti-Christian. And that's why we revert back to understand what antichrists are. And when I said to you during the end of the last segment Matthew 7:27-25, let his blood be upon us and our children. Did you know that these same people in the United States of America, they want that stricken from the word of God? That is a fact. That's not a joke. And they tried doing it right at the offset of Donald Trump's criminal tenure, second time around. And the people in the United States said, absolutely not, this is going way too far. Let's go back to Thomas Massey here and Ed Dalrain. People are saying, do you think that this was completely bought and paid for? Of course it was. Mr. Dalrain is sold out to working on the behest of the people over in modern day Israel, which is the Rothschilds' Israel, not the Israel of God. We are the Israel of God. He's the one that wants to what? He wants to reinstate the draft. To fight for who? The American people? No. To use the blood of the American boys to fight on the behalf of the wars that Mike Lukowski, you know him as Netanyahu, concerning the countries that they want to take out. I just want to make clear that you understand the severity of what's going on in your country right now. This is happening right now. You've been foretold that this was coming for a long time, and these are the people that are responsible for it. But yet you've been tamed to go ahead and be silent in the face of those that are attacking you and your posterity and your country. But that's who these people are. I want to show you something else. And again, I want you to see this for yourself because I don't want you to say Bradley's saying anything outside of what I'm showing you. And this is what it is. You know, it's interesting. Donald Trump, his approval ratings in the United States are terrible. They've been terrible since he's been back into office. You know, the ones that he was oppressing, the American people, remember, this is the father of the vaccine that's responsible for over 30 million deaths. And I'm sure it's much higher than that now, that calls himself the father of the vaccine, knowing that the first criminal tenure, isn't it interesting how his worshipers, Acts 12:22, they blame Biden for what Donald Trump did. And then he comes back into office and then he gloats in the fact that he's the one that's responsible for it. Well, that kind of lies itself with what that Jewish rabbi said, isn't it? That we don't have a right to live. And now we see the CDC and other agencies coming out and admitting the fact that the mRNA was designed at murdering and maiming the people. And Americans still haven't put that together. No, the American people and their memories are so short-term, friends, that they forgot who is responsible for it, only to usher him back into the people's White House to do it all over again. Again, remember, they forgot about the 1,100 other individuals that were running for the president of the United States of America. Oh, that's right. You didn't know that because the mainstream media silenced them and omitted them because they didn't want you to see that you had real options. You were only given the options that they wanted you to have. And P.S., both sides work for the people that are pulling the strings. But I want to show you this. What happens when your approval ratings are really bad? People don't know this history, but what do? You fake an assassination attempt. Folks, this is history. Every time this happened with this scoundrel here, I knew exactly what was going on because his ratings were so low. Now, I want you to see this because in America right now, he has less than a 32% approval rating. He doesn't care. He's not running for the presidency again. He's going full bore, headlong, and assailing the American people every step of the way, even going so far as to tell you exactly who he's working for. Case in point.
I'm right now at 99% in Israel. I could run for prime minister, so maybe...
I am at 99% approval rating in Israel. He said, I could run for the prime minister. Do you know they have posters of him over there equating him to Cyrus? Do you know they have posters over in modern-day Israel calling Donald Trump a king? America, he's got a 99% approval rating in Israel, but in America, he's only got a 32% approval rating. Who's he working for?
After I do this, I'll go to Israel, run for prime minister. I had a poll this morning, I'm 99%. So that's good. But,
he is a narcissist from start to finish, people. An absolute narcissist. And Americans, you need to wake up for your own sake as to what's going on here. You know, this guy running for Congress in Florida, I believe he's controlled opposition as well. And I'm talking about Dan Bilzerian. Absolute immoral scumbag. Saying that he's standing up for the people to do something about what's going on here. And he's allegedly attacking the Jewish people. He's not attacking them, friends. He's exposing them, okay? Or at least that's how he's coming across to us as one that's doing us a favor. Luke 12:2. But I want you to understand something. He just came out today and he said, I am tired of these people playing the victims. Well, they attack. Well, Dan... 25 years later, I'm glad you're finally paying attention. Yeah, here we go again, America. We're just getting in it deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend.
So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Some people say, well, why is this going on? I'll explain. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, the book of the preacher, Ecclesiastes 8:11 says this. It says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. In other words, when people don't hold the corrupt accountable for their crimes, what happens? What's going to be the response? They're fully set in themselves to do evil. You can look at different translations, friends. It's very interesting. Because the sentence against an evil act is not executed, the hearts of the sons of men are fully set to do evil. When you don't hold them accountable. You know, it's interesting. You would think that Donald Trump, if he was going to make America great again, he would have came out and made sure, because after all, that's what he promised us. So did Pam Bondi. So did Cash Patel. They all promised us they were going to release the Epstein files and hold the corrupt accountable until, just like I've said, They say what you want to hear until they get into office, and then they turn on the people. And what do? Once he was in office, again, going back to Marjorie Taylor Greene, take her for what you can, and credibility-wise. And what's interesting, she comes out and says nobody stood against the release of the Epstein files more than him and his administration. And I've told you why. Because they're all in there protecting themselves because they're all in on the files. And some will say, well, that's pretty crazy. No, let me take it a step further, because Donald Trump said you're going to hurt a lot of people if you release those files. His name's on them 16,000 times within less than 1% of the files released. Don't forget about his wife, Melania. Don't forget about his wife, Melania, who's playing right along with what's going on and further enslaving the American people. Okay? She's right in on these little antics, friends. And I don't know why people just refuse to, they put their fingers on their eyeballs and they refuse to see the truth for what it is. But like I said earlier, you're going to eat the fruit of the administration that you tolerate. And folks, we're going in deeper. And it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. But I want to make clear once again, to speak out against the crimes of any ethnicity doesn't give them a full cover concerning all of the ethnic groups. In other words, why is it that the Jews get this special permission from the government that they're going to protect that group of people, but not the rest of us? It's because it's those people that are responsible for advocating the crimes. It's those people that mean to silence you and to shut your mouth. And we know what history teaches us there. And what is that? The history that we need to pay attention to is those that mean to silence you are those that mean to what? Control you. And guess what's happening, friends? Look at this. I got a post right here. International law does not apply to the Jews. Listen to this. This is Israelis, Rothschild's Israel finance minister. Oh, and for those that haven't seen or heard the video, audio video of those in modern day Israel right now, they're trying to put Christians in prison for up to 2 years if you dare proselytize. It shows you a lack of Christianity in America today concerning those that are promoting this and trying to defend them. Folks, they've been sent into exile concerning every country that they have entered because of the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Look at this guy. Mr. Smotrich, Israel's finance minister, said international law does not apply to the Jews. They're not Jews, many of them, people. That's the difference between the chosen people and the others. They think they're better than you are, Americans. They think that they're better than the rest of the world. But let me see how the Lord made it, because the Bible says there is no wedges in between us and other ethnic groups. And what am I talking about? All nations are what? All nations are one blood. We all bleed red. And it's also interesting that when you go over to Colossians 3, just to dispel the lie that they mean to throw down on us, when you look at Colossians 3:11, what does it say? Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, free, but Christ is all in all. So who's making it an issue of their ethnicity is? The ones that Donald Trump is working for. The ones that Donald Trump is working for. Remember, I just played audio video for you a moment ago. Donald Trump said that he has a 99% approval rating in Israel, and he's thinking about becoming the prime minister there. He is a narcissist to no end. And pay attention to the governors across the country that have also sworn their allegiance to none other than Renfan, Acts 7:43, because that's who their allegiance is given to, and it's the devil himself. And that's not a joke. People, you're going to live this one way or another. You can ignore it all that you want to, but it's not going to go away because you want it to go away. Now, let me get to the next point, because I want to finish this point today. I want to give you a parable. I use this in high schools and in colleges, and it's a great parable to explain what it is that I'm going to highlight now. There was two duck hunters, and it's a story told of those two men who thought it would be okay to go duck hunting 2 weeks before the season even opened. They took with them a little retriever dog, we all have them, a brand new truck, decoys, fake little duckies, plenty of ammunition, bullets, and a couple of sticks of dynamite. When they first arrived at the lake, they noticed that the lake was completely frozen over. This was a real big problem. And one of them had a great idea. What he would do is he would get into his truck, get a stick of dynamite out of the back, and then blow a big hole in the middle of the lake, throw down the decoys, and then have a heyday shooting at all the little duckies that were allured by those decoys. So he did just that. He went back to his truck, pulled out a stick of dynamite, he lit the fuse, and then threw it right smack in the center of the lake. One thing he forgot. Just like I said, we all have them. He had brought his little retriever with him. And as faithful as that little retriever was, he ran after the stick of dynamite. He put it in his mouth and then began to run back to his owner. The owner, in fear of being blown up, ran to get his rifle, then began shooting at the retriever in hopes that he would not come back to him. The retriever then was so scared away that the retriever ran right under the brand new truck. Guess what blew up, friends? Guess what blew up? You got it. The retriever in the brand new truck. He broke the law. And his breaking of the law, speaking of reaping and sowing, was the very thing that nipped him right in the backside. The very seeds that he sown, in fact, blew up right in his face. And it cost him his dog's life, his brand new truck, and it cost him a long jail sentence because of the seed that he sown. See, that's the two duck hunters that we need to pay attention to, friends, because as I've said so many times on this show, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. And he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Yesterday, I'd highlighted that the bad guys, for some reason or another, feel that they're above. They say this is what they do to try to oust themselves or to remove themselves from the responsibility and in hopes of saying, well, I don't believe it, so therefore it's not going to happen to me. And I like to revert back to the fact that you don't have to believe in trucks. Neither bad guys, but guess what? What happens if you stand in front of one? It's going to run you over regardless if you believe it or not. And so it is with the judgment of God. You sow corrupt seed, you're going to reap a corrupt harvest. The seed that you sow is exactly what you're going to reap. You know, the Bible talks about in Proverbs, it talks about how it rains on the just and on the unjust. Now, that's according to the seed that you sow in your life. And that's why it's so important for people to understand to repent and that their conversation, once they're born again, John 3:3, becomes the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because those are the seeds that you want to sow. Outside of that, you're going to get in trouble. Let me go back to the bad guys. Yesterday, I'd highlighted that here at Antipas and at Herodias, that they were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. You know, the one that told the king in Luke 3:19, and he reproved him for all of his evils. For some reason or another, people, they missed that. They cherry-picked that scripture out of the Bible in the New Testament. I said Luke 3:19, where John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of women, pointed him out for all of his evils. That's what the Bible says. Somehow or another, in America, American version of the gospel, which has brought a curse upon all of us because people have taken heed to it, Galatians 1:8, somehow or another, they don't see that. They don't read that in the Bible. They say they don't have a responsibility concerning, you know, the church and then concerning politics. Well, guess what? Politics is the science of government, and science is the study of creation. I got a question for you. Who established the institution of government? The Lord did. How do you separate the two? You can't. Why? Because we all live politics. Going back to John the Baptist and those that wanted to lay a hand on the greatest prophet born of women. Here in Antipas and Herodias, by the way, his brother's wife that he wasn't supposed to marry, In the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money in his territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were exiled, and Antipas died miserably. Died miserably. For those that are in on the kill, thinking they're going to go ahead and lay a hand on the church, and I'm talking about the Church of Jesus Christ, you might want to take heed to the next segment for your own sake. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Okay, so I'm going to keep going on here, friends, talking about when the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed." Yeah, I'm going to go over here really quick. I just wish people understood their position in Christ. And I can't emphasize it. And for those that are born again of the Spirit of God and they are the Lord's, you're going to come to the conclusion that, wait a second, you haven't been given a promise of defeat. You've been made more than a conqueror through Him that loved you, Romans 8:37. And again, I'm saying this for the purpose that I'm going through the book of Psalms right now. Anybody take the time to read the Psalms? John Knox used to preach, the prophet from Scotland. He used to preach he used to study out the book of Psalms every single month. He'd go through the whole book of Psalms every single month. Did you know that the tyrants of the day, namely Mary, Queen of Scots, did you know that she said she feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe? Boy, that's a different version of love your enemies the way that we're taught today, again, aren't we, in this lawless, iniquitous version of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, again, it's not. It's not. It's the modern gospel. It is a different gospel, people. And I'm saying that for the purpose that when you read the book of Psalms, my goodness, now I understand why in the blessings and under the blessings in Deuteronomy 28, where it says, the people of the earth shall see that you're called by my name and they shall be afraid of you. Wow. Isn't that different? No wonder why when we go back to the 18th century and the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, that the men of God were revered. The enemies of righteousness were afraid of them because of that a witness of the resurrection. That's a power that conquers all and that only Christ himself can give by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Why do the heathen rage? Talking to the bad guys right now. Why do you rage? And the people imagine a vain thing, an empty, worthless scenario? The kings of the earth, they love to be called kings. They love to be the hierarchies, right? They like to be those aristocrats of the world. They love to be the despots, the ones that are in charge, the dictators, the tyrants, the demigods, right? The Lord said the kings of the earth, they set themselves together and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. You do understand Donald Trump is responsible for signing on to Noahide laws. You do understand that that's aimed at Christians. You all understand that. I just want to make sure. Well, he's claiming to be a Christian and he bears the fruit of the devil because that's who he serves, right? It's interesting to note that anybody would believe a word that he has to say when he speaks of the things of God. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that he's rededicating God with a bunch of hirelings and heretics. And I shared a little of that with you yesterday. And what's interesting is they're going to promote it like everybody was there for the rededication of God. It's always been the Lord's, folks. It's always been the Lord's, and it's not for man to rededicate anything outside of the fact that he's to repent, which can be a form of rededication, but the problem that we're having is not one person from the administration or Donald Trump himself even showed up to the rededication of America, which about 200 to 300 people showed up. That's it. Did you hear what I said? 200 to 300 people showed up. You know where Donald Trump was during the rededication of America after 250 years? He was golfing. Wow, people. Let me finish this. The bad guys say of us, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. What does the Lord say? Who's all sovereign? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall the Lord speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. King David said, yet I have set my king over or upon my holy hill of Zion. Where's help cometh from in Psalm 121? What did the Lord say through David? Verse 9, thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Then the Lord says in verse 10, be wise now, therefore. Oh, you said kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Listen to this. Listen to this authority. He says, serve the Lord with fear and trembling. Walk in my ways and rejoice with trembling in my ways. He said, kiss the Son. Meet me on my terms, lest the Lord be angry. Hey, folks, I want to say something. You do know that man's trying to create a world without God inside of a system and in a world that God controls all things. That's the humor of all this. And I'm not making light of it. Let me get back to this. I want to get through this. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under the misfortunes of the reign of Caligula. He was exiled. After he was exiled to Gaul, eventually he committed suicide. Remember when Pontius washed his hands because he wanted to play like he was innocent in front of the people? When his wife had a vision and a dream and she said, have nothing to do with that holy man of God, but he did it anyways, all the while knowing that the Jewish people during the day didn't want to lose their place or their nation, and they delivered him up out of envy. See, Pontius knew all of that, but he still did the biddings of the people. Not a good place to put yourself, people. What about when the Jews of the day rejected Christ during the times of the Romans, Titus, Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000, Old English, besides those whose Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and they were also crucified to the walls of Jerusalem. Do you not understand when the Lord warned them what was coming upon them? Luke 13:34, it's exactly what happened. Yep. I know. You know when people learn history? When they have to go through the process of learning history, and hopefully they live through it. But let me go to the next one. You say that you don't believe in the Bible. Well, it doesn't matter if you believe or not. That's all you have to do is look at history, his-story, and see if it's not true. Maxentine, he built a false bridge to drown Constantine. But did you know the bridge that he built to drown Constantine? Did you know that he drowned upon it himself? What about Sultan Bayazid? He was carried away by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. Oh my goodness. What about Maximinus? He put out the eyes of thousands of Christians, and soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. What about Valiens? He caused about 80 Christians to be sent to the sea in a ship and burnt alive. Did you know that he was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage? Guess what? Guess what happened, friends? He reaped what he sowed. Because where he fled to concerning that college or that cottage, it was the very cottage that he was burned alive in. What about Alexander VI? He was poisoned by wine that he had prepared for another. What about Henry III of France, who was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants? Whoa, crazy. I didn't know this. Right. Mary Antoinette, writing to the Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, she bade all the soldiers, command all those beggars, those cripples, and those ragged people to leave the line of procession. Get them away from me. She couldn't endure the sight of those miserable ones. Did you know that soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite? What about this one? Fowling. Oh my goodness. He was asked how the starving populace was to live. This is where we're going now, man. Women of America, this is what they're creating, a drought. They're already poisoning your air, your water, your food. It's going to lead to a drought sooner or later. And they're already telling you this is what they're doing. But Fallon wanted to test the waters, and he was asking how those starving populace were to live that he was creating concerning the people that were starving in that particular country. He was responsible for it. He said, well, let them eat grass. Did you know that afterwards the mob got a hold of him, maddened with rage? They caught him in the streets of Paris. They hung him, and they stuck his head upon a pike, and they filled his mouth with grass. You guys all kind of following as to where I'm going here. This applies in a righteous sense as well as a judgmental sense upon those that want to go ahead and test the living God. You guys all remember none other than Voltaire. Voltaire, he was one of the most famous atheists. That is, until he died. Remember, he stood up in front of a crowd of people, an assembly that was packed, and he said that he was going to bring all of those stinky fishermen, the apostles of Christ, to extinction, to nothing. Did you know that at the end of his life, this is a fact, at the very end of his life, did you know that his house maid watched him die? She said it was as if I was watching someone fall into the flames of hell itself. She said, I never want to see another atheist die. Friends, let me say this. If there was no God, there would be no atheist. An atheist, it's the oldest sin in the book. Psalm 14:1, the Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, that's exactly what they are. They don't want to. They want to rebel. They want to revolt above and beyond and towards the living God, when in fact, the best thing they could have did is succumb to the meek Son of Glory, but they refused to do so. The point that I wanted to make, friends, the point that I wanted to make with Voltaire, did you know that at the end of his life, he asked for a preacher that never came? He asked for a preacher that never came. Take heed, people. Take diligent heed. Pay careful attention to the words that are being said to you today, for you will give an account for them. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23.